I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage. This is Gamertag Radio, a Gamertag Radio exclusive. Let's get this started.
All right, what's up? This is Pete Rock with Gamertag Radio here, E3 2015. I have the esteemed pleasure of talking with Dominic Matthews. He's going to be talking about Hellblade. So first, give us an introduction, who you're with and what Hellblade is all about.
Yeah, so Hellblade is Ninja Theory's first independently developed game. So we've been making games for 15 years now, DMC, Devil May Cry, Enslaved, Heavenly Sword. Something that's really important to us is independence with our games. And that's what we're managing to do with Hellblade. So we're creating it under this model that we're calling independent AAA. So that's about creating a game with all of the creative freedom of indie development, but aiming for those AAA production values. So we've got a small team of 15 people working on the game, but it's a lot of people that have been working in games for a long time, a lot of veterans that have worked on all of our previous games. So we're trying to take all of that experience and find innovative and efficient ways of working to make a really good looking and feeling game. And the game itself is about a Celtic warrior called Senua and her personal journey into hell. And that hell is a manifestation of her mental illness. So it's a journey that you go on with her into her own personal hell.
How would you classify the game? Is it more action? Is it more RPG? Is it more turn-based? Like, what actual genre would you place Hellblade?
I'd say it's an action game. It's a combination of story-led exploration and combat. We're known for... I think what Ninja Theory fans want from our games is art style, story, and combat, and we're really focusing on those three things. So the combat is akin to a one-on-one fighting game, actually. So Senua has a move set that's available from the very beginning of the game. There's no skill trees, there's no unlocking, there's one weapon, and the combat is all about delving into the nuance of that weapon and learning all of the skill that it takes to master it.
Okay, and I know Ninja Theory is just, it's world renowned for, like you said, story, art. What led you guys to go into the independence portion of, your, as you say, an indie AAA? What led that? Was it more just frustration with dealing with the bigger corporations and publishing?
I think it's a combination of things, actually. The timing was right for us. We came off the back of DMC, tried to get a couple of things signed, a couple of big AAA games signed, and it didn't work out. So the timing was right. There were talented people in the studio available. But I think the big thing is... I mean, it goes without saying that I think most studios would love to develop a game independently to have creative control over what they're doing. A big thing for me has been digital distribution now, that it's legitimate to release a game digitally. And that means for us that we can cut out a lot of the middlemen that are involved in manufacturing and logistics and all the costs of putting together a box product. And we can work with a partner like Sony, like we are with Hellblade, to distribute the game straight to our fans. If we keep the costs low, then it keeps our forecast realistic as well. The retail model has been fixed at a price of $60 upwards for a long time now, and that's forced games to compete on feature lists as opposed to price. So games have just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and as a result, the forecasts have got bigger and bigger, and that's meant that a lot of genres of games have disappeared. Can't survive in that market anymore. Melee games are very difficult now to create a AAA $60 melee game, and for that to be justified in the forecast. So I think for us, we're trying to find a way to make independent development work whereby mid-tier developers can still deliver really high production values. And what we hope that means for developers and for games is that more genres of game can exist. High quality games can exist in a lot more genres, and that's exciting.
Well, I can definitely appreciate that, especially the fact that you guys don't want to skimp or sacrifice high quality to deliver your story and your game. When can gamers expect to have a Hellblade in their hands?
At the moment, it's going to be next year. One of the things we're doing with Hellblade is we're developing it openly, so we're producing a lot of development diary videos, we're blogging a lot, and we're trying to give an insight into how the development of a game like this happens. And the question of release date is an interesting one. The reason that I can't say any more specific than next year is because I don't want to build up expectations for a specific date. And it's important to us that we release Hellblade at a time where we think is when we think the game is ready, when we're really happy with it.
Would Ninja Theory be releasing his game as a full-on title, complete with everything, or would gamers, be expected for, would have an expectation for maybe downloadable content to improve the experience?
Well, the game itself is going to be it's going to be shorter than a standard AAA game, but it's going to be a lot cheaper as well. So, like I say, we're distributing it digitally, which means we can charge a lower price, but it will be a shorter experience. And the focus is on that at the moment. But I think there's a lot of interesting things that are happening at the moment with the modding community and with games as a service. And when I say games as a service, I don't really mean a 10-year plan of DLC, but constantly iterating on and improving the experience. So once the game is out, looking at the feedback, improving it, making it better, and bringing on board some of the community mods. We did a similar thing with DMC Devil May Cry, where the game was released, and then we had the opportunity to make the definitive edition, go back and improve a lot of things, take on board feedback. So I think with Hellblade, our focus is very much on that initial release. But beyond that, the plan is that we will continue to improve it, take on feedback, and hopefully be able to take on some exciting mods from the community as well.
All right. Well, I know I'm looking forward to getting my hands on it. People wanted more information on the game. Where can they go?
Hellblade.com. So that's where we're posting all of our development diary videos. You can follow us at Ninja Theory. And YouTube is / official Ninja Theory.
Excellent. Dominic, once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us, and hope you enjoy E3 2015. Thank you.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.